Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto is in Washington for DRC Rwanda peace talks and strategic Kenya-US discussions, while back home, he's warned against power crisis from tech data centers and ordered an overhaul of the anti-narcotics unit. In political news, Nyamira Governor Nyaribo faces an impeachment hearing amid denied votes, and UDA has replaced Senator Kalwale with Senator Wakoli as Senate Majority Whip. The government plans to gazette 1.8 million acres at Galana Kalalu as a special economic zone as KICD cautions against fake grade 10 curriculum designs. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent electoral reforms. Meanwhile, voter bribery and physical confrontations marred contests in Mbere North. Results are expected from the IEBC.
In business,
KenGen will operate Kenya's first nuclear plant. Meanwhile, Kenya targets culinary tourism for a share of the 1.09 trillion shillings global market, and SBM Bank partners with MasterCard to boost cashless transactions.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyan.com.